Hey Commodore fans, this is Brandon Barco with VUCommodores.com, bringing you the latest Ask a Door segment with this week's guest, sophomore cornerback and Nashville native, Jamie Graham. Jamie was gracious enough to sit down with me for about 15 minutes earlier this week to answer a majority of your questions that you submitted online. So here's the interview. Hope you enjoy. First person asks, you play wide receiver, tailback, cornerback, among a couple positions here. Do you feel like you're best at one of them or more comfortable at one of them?
I'm probably more comfortable at the wide receiver and corner spot. Just being able to put my foot in the ground and just use my athleticism for everything. Running backs, that's a different beast right there. So I would have to say wide receiver and corner is probably easier, and I'm more comfortable with it than I am with running back or even quarterback.
Do you like being back on that side of the ball on the defense, switching back over there?
It's fun. You know, I was over there my first year, so coming back over there wasn't a big deal. And, you know, it's a little different. But, you know, I went on offense the other day, so to go back and play offense and be able to do both is just as good.
Okay, you talk about being able to do both. You've also played basketball, this person's asking. Have you ever thought about trying out for the tennis team here or get involved in one of these other sports?
I actually thought about playing baseball. I wanted to run the bases. I was really thinking about running bases for the baseball team. So if I could do anything, I'd probably run bases for the baseball team.
Can you hit, or is it just?
Oh, I can bunt. Yeah, I'm really not a good hitter. I can play the outfield great. I actually played since I was 15 once I got to high school, and all that went out the window. But baseball would definitely be the next sport I'd play.
Which sport you're not good at?
In high school you go to PE and you play a whole bunch of different sports, and one thing I found myself being good at was badminton, probably the worst one was volleyball. Hand-eye coordination really wasn't too good with that one.
This person says, this may be the most athletic football team that's been here. You happen to be one of the most versatile. Who do you think are the fastest guys on the team? Are you one of them?
If you want to put me in the top 10, I'm definitely in the top 10 when it comes to fastest. I didn't even run track in high school or anything, so we got a lot of guys that's out here that ran track and, that form and everything. So top 10, definitely in the top 10. Probably not top 5, but, once we get on the field, it's a little different, so my speed kicks in probably a little faster than when we come to the field. He coming at me at angle, I'm probably going to win at that.
Yeah, who do you think is the fastest? Somebody out here that you're just...
From what I hear, it's the freshman Eddie Foster. He said he got clocked in 4.261 at one time. So, and now every time he say something in the meet room, we just say 4.261. So right now we have to say Eddie Foster is the fastest on the team right now.
This person said, I've heard a lot about your conditioning routine. Can you talk about what you do preseason, in season?
Oh, I just, I come in, the most important thing I try to work on the most is getting out here and doing my 110 test. Running 110s is probably the best thing we can do as a team as far as conditioning. I mean, we know you're not going to ever run 110 yards in a game, but the whole fact of getting your conditioning, getting your wind up on you, is probably the best workout I could ever do. But during preseason, during my off season mostly, I work on a lot of back pedaling, get my foot in the ground. Even if I'm not here or we're not doing it as a team, individually, I try to do a lot of drills on my own with the cones and make sure my feet is perfect. Not good, but I want my feet perfect.
Do you feel you've improved your game in certain areas over the past few months, over the summer, with Coach Sisk and his staff? And so what areas are your speed, power, strength, agility?
Oh, most definitely. I think I've actually improved my game in all those areas. I've been in. I'm 204 now, so I'm bigger than I ever been. I never thought I'd be 204, so I've got stronger. My speed's better. I got out here and ran during the summer. I didn't even know I could run this fast at being 204. Most of the people gain weight and they get slower, but my legs are getting stronger. My agility is probably the best it's ever been. I'm learning to get my feet up under me more and make moves. I hate to say it, but I remind myself of DJ Moore a little bit, the way he get in and out. So he has great feet, actually.
Speaking of DJ, obviously the defensive backs were good last year. Someone writes here that thinks you guys can be just as good this year, no drop-off. Do you have anything between you and Myron and Casey about interceptions or anything behind the scenes that you guys are talking about?
Oh, yeah, we got a little thing going on right now. We're trying to figure out who get the most interceptions. Casey's in the lead right now, but we're trying to put some stimulations on there because you can't count tip balls, and tip balls are so easy to catch, and Casey got at least four of them out of the five that he had, so right now he's winning, and that's just so unfortunate right now. But yeah, we got a little thing going on right now. We're trying to figure out with maybe a certain amount of push-ups, we might have to get out here and run whoever loses. So, but right now I only got one. But it's just because I'm in the nickel position. They put me in the wrong position for to get the interception. That's all.
Is that's a preseason thing you guys got going on?
Oh yeah, we do it every year. I didn't play it last year, so I wasn't in the mix. But yeah, we do. Since I've been here, we've been doing it. It's fun because once you get out here, you want us to get a turnover, but once you see that person drop the ball, you're so happy because you want to win.
Is other guys like Eric Samuels, are those guys in on it too, or just
They scared, man. You know how freshmen come in, they uptight right now, so they didn't get in on it. But see, he got a couple, and now he want to get in. You can't do that. You can't just jump in the middle. You got to start from the beginning. So yeah, that's all on Eric, and he's out of it. He tried to put himself in.
Person asks, what are your goals for the future? NFL, something else? Looking forward to the season.
As far as the season is concerned, I definitely want to have a better record than last year. I'm not talking just the regular season record. I'm talking about overall record. Seven games or more for us as a team. But as far as future after Vanderbilt, I hopefully I can play in the NFL and make some money that way. But if not, great degree from here. I'd be in special education. So if all this fails, I'd be teaching here in Nashville. Somebody can come see my team play. I'd probably coach in Metro somewhere. So
what classes have you enjoyed? Has there been a favorite class you've had here so far?
Actually, my favorite class was the class I just took in May session, and I actually needed this credit. Most people wouldn't think I needed for a special education credit, but it was gender sexuality and social references of music. It was probably the best class I ever taken. I didn't know people looked at music in so many different ways, so I gotta say that's the best class by far that I've ever taken. I was actually interested. There was only three people in there, so you had to pay attention. No sleeping in that class.
When I come to Nashville this year, what's the best place for me to grab a bite to eat? What's your problem here?
Depends on what you want to eat. It's a great chicken place. If you like hot food and you want to get a great meal with some, it's very, very greasy, but if you like hot food, I request Precious Chicken on Ewing Lane, probably the best chicken in Nashville. But I can't handle hot food, so I definitely have to say, it's everywhere. You got to go to McDonald's, get your 99-cent menu, dollar menu. Just go ahead and keep it the cheap and easy way.
Being from Nashville, you've probably gotten this a lot. Do you feel any added pressure having to perform in front of the hometown folks?
I think me just being in Nashville, period, and kind of the spotlight being on me since I was in high school, I really don't feel the pressure like I did when I was a freshman in high school coming up. And me and Golden Tate was always the ones that were going at each other when we played on the same team, but everybody come to see who's going to score the most touchdowns when we were even in Little League. So I think that pressure being on me then kind of helped prepare me for now. So I don't feel no pressure. The day I see 25 jerseys fill up the stadium, I probably still won't feel any pressure. It'll still be the same.
You talked about Golden. Did you know him?
Oh yeah, we grew up together. Okay. Let me see, me and Golden played football together from age 5 until we got to middle school, so probably 11 to 12. So him, Wesley, his whole family, we all right there together every Saturday, and we all played together. See, the thing is, people don't understand. Golden wasn't like he was now. See, Golden was the little fast guy. He never wanted to hit. He run away from everybody. Anybody came towards his way, he's running out of bounds. But and I was the little tough one. But I guess now Golden's got tough, and I'm the one getting hurt all the time now. Unfortunately.
Did you guys have that older brother thing, kind of with Wesley. You know, you keep being older. Was there a part of the group, or him?
Wesley wasn't really part of the group. If you ask Wesley would say he was, but he really wasn't part of the group when we was coming up. We did go to his games, though. Like, we'll play later in the day, and he'll play early in the day, and we'll watch him play. But, he just couldn't hang with the big dogs at the time, because while he was playing, when he wasn't playing, there was a whole bunch of kids playing football on the side, and it was, like, no pads, just pick up Smith, just throw the ball in the air and go tackle. And he was never one of those kids to go down there and play. And we always wondered. Me and Golden always went down there. He never went down there. So I don't know what's wrong with Wesley. I guess he just ain't got the Golden in his blood.
Definitely one of the fan favorites. Are there any special ways you've connected with fans you might not have? Nicknames, hand signs?
Oh yeah, I got it actually in the student section. They gave it to me during basketball season, and they call me the X Factor. So now every time they see me, we won't even on campus, we won't even speak. If I see him, he'll give me the X, and I give it to him right back, and we just keep on moving. So now, after every game, before every game, I make sure I look in their student section where they got their bodies painted, look right there, give them the X, and go on by my business. We know we connected just then.
Person says, you guys the one saw the good yesterday, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Should I go see it? What's your take on it?
I think if you ask Coach Johnson tell you, no, don't go see it. But if you ask me, I think it was a pretty good movie. Probably won't win an Oscar or anything, but, you know, it was a good movie.
This one, I'm getting people's comments on the coach's hats, those brown. You know, they wore them last year and this year. What do you think about them?
I don't know. So, just
stylish.
I don't know. Some of the coaches just don't have swag right now. Swag is the most important thing right now, and some of the coaches just don't have swag. Coach Fowler has absolutely no swag right now. Coach Johnson actually has the most swag on the team. Him and Coach Beeland, they come out here, they got the heads on. You know, some kind of way, you know, they just got something about the walk, and they got everything that they need to have swag. But Coach Fowler right now, he's just killing the game right now. He has no swag. So if anybody looks good in the hats right now, it's Coach Johnson and Coach Beeland. I got to give them their props on that one.
Alex Washington said the other day, he said pretty much the same thing. So does it on the team, most swag is Alex Washington win that, or is that has there been a locker room vote?
See, the thing is, locker room will probably vote on Alex Washington. I give my vote to Alex Washington. He does have a lot of swag. See, the thing is, he has extension in his dreads, and I seen a comment on there where he said he was frying the wide receiver from Ole Miss, which I think he is, but he has extensions, and it doesn't count. If it's not natural, it doesn't count. So Alex Washington has the most swag right now. But I think for the quarterbacks, it's McKenzie Adams hands down. Like, we took pictures the other day, and we wasn't even doing, like, full body. And McKenzie just sitting there fixing his socks all up. And it was just only from the top up. It was the funniest thing ever. So I think it's between McKenzie and Alex Washington for the most swag on the team right now.
That wraps up our weekly Askador segment with Jamie Graham. Thanks to Jamie for taking the time to do the interview. And make sure you get your questions in now for our next guest, sophomore quarterback Larry Smith. Until next time, thanks for joining us.